So how's everyone feeling? How we doing?
Well, I felt better. It's been an
I'm feeling
interesting.
okay.
Oh, but Nate's okay is his baseline. He's good. That means he's good.
That's kind of me. I'm fine.
Oh gosh, you guys, we're in France and we're just fine. This is a
No,
mess.
I'm great. I went to an event yesterday, so I had a Corona on the beach, and I got made fun of for not having rosé or anything else. I just took my mass hole approach from American mass hole, took it right into
Yes, because
right
nothing screams
south of France.
Massachusetts like Corona on the beach.
Yeah,
Well,
in
I
the
mean,
French
actually,
Riviera.
Nate, that's exactly what we do in like Cape Cod. We take the commercial and we just, if it's not a Sam Adams or something, it's go right into,
We're off to a good start. All right, welcome to Camp Can Roll Call. I'm Mariah Hopperman, VP of External Comms at Barclay OKRP, and all week long we'll be live-ish from the Can Line Festival, bringing you a peek inside Camp Can. In fact, make sure everyone's following our Can adventures all week long at barclayokrp.com/can2025. That's CANNES. I feel like we have to do a PSA on how to spell and pronounce can because I know it's a thing. So, barclayokrp.com/can2025. Okay, our flight's landed. I know there were a few luggage casualties in the process, but spirits are high. They're pretty high. We're doing this. So, I want to kick things off with a little roll call. So, tell us who you are, how you're feeling in hour one, and maybe a little bit about your can history. And I want to start with you, Katie.
Hi, Mariah. Good morning. So I am Katie Hornaday, CEO of Barclay OKRP. And I will be honest, right now, Can 2025 is not going so great for me. My bags are hopefully winging their way toward Paris, maybe Nice, praying they eventually get here. I have nothing, but I have great coworkers who went shopping for me yesterday. So that counts for something. And
that wasn't me and Nate, by the way.
Well, Katie, we do have a little surprise for you. Sean and I did go shopping.
Yes.
We've got you the latest European styles.
I can't wait. But hopefully by Tuesday at the latest, American Airlines tells me everything will be back on track. And in the meantime, I'll be wearing this sweatshirt. So can history for me. It's funny, I have been coming here since before I was even in the industry. I won an award when I was a student and got to come the year before I got my first real job. And to this year's marks about, I think, the fifth year that I've come. So excited to be here. Every time is a different adventure, especially with a different group of people and at a different stage of life and career. So pumped to be here with this crew.
Likewise. I love it. All right, Nate, you're up.
Nate Swift, president at Barclay OKRP. My travel was smooth. I got some sleep on the plane.
Jerk.
There was a slight delay at Heathrow coming to Nice. But other than that, we did fine. They'd handed out water though, while we sat on the tarmac. It was quite nice. Had some conversations. slept well last night. This is my first time at Cannes. So I am excited to see all the fanfare, and obviously we've watched from afar for as long as I've been in the industry, and I've gotten a lot of good advice from people, from people like Sean, who says it's hot and sweaty and get ready to be red the whole time. And then I got advice from my father-in-law, who the last time he was here was in 1992. So we'll see how much of that translates.
What do you say?
He told me to go to the talks, which I thought was
solid advice.
It's good advice. And then he had a lot of insight around networking, just making sure to chat people up and take them back to the bars. I don't know. I wasn't really thinking about it. We were at a kid's baseball game. It was, we were just making small talk. But very excited for the week. It's beautiful. It's fun hanging out with you all. A lot of good stuff coming.
Sean, you're up.
Sean Corcoran, president of Mission One Media. I think, well, travel-wise, by the way, yeah, it was pretty smooth for me, too. So, got all my bags, doing great.
Rub it in.
I got in late Saturday for whatever reason. That's when I came in. So, I was, you know, I had a pretty smooth ride there. So, that was nice. Despite a late night in Kansas City the night, so I can complain about that instead. But I think this is my sixth time or something like that here. And a few times before COVID and a few times after COVID. So, that's been the interesting kind of break here where, like, you could kind of really see the transformation from actually talking about creative, you know, like to, you know, everybody's got a ad tech yacht. So, you know, being on the, you know, the, you name the ad tech yacht, I've done that like 100 times. So it'll be good to actually come with creatives and talk about actual advertising and work, because that's something I think we need to get back to other than, you know, every other advertiser. I always joke about the internet plumbing and advertising plumbing that we've been doing and a lot of that conversation. So I've had a lot of data conversations. Yesterday I was on the beach, so I'm not going to complain. I went to a beach party and it was kind of nice. And we talked about, you know, data and attribution and all the things you do at a beach party.
You got right into it. I love
you.
I couldn't get away from it. I was like, I don't want to talk about this, but a few people did. So I rolled with it.
All right. So we're all making our way through the jet lag, which, by the way, it's 8:30. Here in France. I think it's like, is it 2 a.m. back home? 2 or 3 a.m.? We have not had coffee yet, so we may have to press pause on this podcast at some point. We get some coffee. Okay, so I do want to try a little daily ritual. Each day, I want to share the most honest, most audacious, and maybe just a little off thing that we saw or heard over the last 24 hours. So acknowledging this is literally hour one of Cannes. So Sean, do you want to lead us off?
I saw a seagull take an entire chicken breast off a table at a very fancy restaurant.
Okay.
That was audacious. That bastard was audacious. Came right in, took the chicken breast, you know? Didn't care. Scared the crap out of like 20 people.
It was not.
And after like, you know, 3 glasses of champagne, I was like, whoa, like that was surreal. But you know. Are we supposed to talk about work? Because I don't know if you had a rule around this. I didn't ask.
I don't have rules. It is just...
So that was audacious and a little off. So that was a moment. But, like, yeah. So, and then, you know, I think I counted the word AI like 68 times yesterday. So, you'll buckle up. There's...
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about that.
A lot.
And a lot of hold co chat. People looking for jobs. Big Indies popular. A lot of people are like, what are you doing? Oh, that's interesting. Can we talk about that? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I wouldn't call that, you know, maybe that's a little off.
That's honest.
Normally, it's honest, yeah. But it's also a little off from what we've, you know, experienced in the past. So it's the best I got for right now on, you know, fumes.
You did well. Yeah. You did well.
Thank you.
Nate, what you got?
I mean, like you said, I haven't even been to anything yet. So I've gotten off the plane and to our little can cabin over here. You know, in terms of honest, I showed up to a group of people who were ironing patches on canvas bags. So that felt pretty authentic to who we are and a little off too. So, you know, a couple bottles of rosé, you know, on overlooking the sea, doing some arts and crafts.
The patches may not be straight on those tote bags, but we got a ton.
We just do analog craft here. That's why we came here.
So yeah, so it feels very much like home in a foreign place. So that felt honest, audacious, and a little off to me.
Let's talk about Camp Cannes and kind of like the context there. Like what's the point of Camp Cannes?
Yeah, I mean, as we come over to Cannes, really kind of for the first time as Barclay OKRP, we want to make sure that we bring our, you know, the personality of the agency. And by no means do we expect to come in and take over Cannes and reset the tone. We have 5 offices around the country, but we are Midwestern at our core. You know, when we talk about honest, audacious, and a little off, the context for that is we talk about it as a Midwestern school of creativity. And to that, we, you know, we like to be a little bit folksy with how we do things. And we, I think, are self-aware of what the, what that means. And maybe some of the preconceptions out there in the world about that. And we like to lean into it. So, yeah. So as we have developed the way that we talk about our presence in Cannes, we've labeled it Camp Cannes, little Midwest in, south of France.
Yeah. But I just say, sorry, I was just saying quickly, I was at this event yesterday with LG and Guideline, a few other vendors, partners, and I would say half the people knew who we were, right? And those people were like, oh, that's cool. I've heard of what you guys are doing, not just from the Mission One side, but from the Barclays side. The other half don't know who we are yet. So I do think it's like really, you know, not to defend being here, like I think it's important for us to establish, you know, as a big indie, you know, just getting that out there a little bit more because people are intrigued. You know, like,
well, and to your point, Sean, when I mean that's the thing, and that's part of the energy behind showing up here and showing up and I don't know, a fairly assertive, but you know, like we show up way, is that whenever we talk to people about what we're up to, people are like, oh, that's cool. Like, tell me more. So I like it. I love that we're here. I love the way that we're here. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, we definitely had our fair share of internal conversations in terms of, you know, the vibe out here is swanky. It's fancy. Like, we know what we are. How do we show up in a way? And it's hard to break through, right? There's so much going on here. The holdcos have their big presence. So yeah, I love where we landed on Camp Cannes. I think it's very us, but it is, I can see how it can be very tough to like break through the noise of all things Cannes.
Can I give you one quick, I know you do, Katie, but like I'll give you one quick comparison. Like Stagwell is a small holding company, right? Like not a big one. You know, it has Assembly Anomaly, like a lot of brands you'd know. They do an entire beach here where they bring in top athletes, spend millions of dollars, you know, to have that kind of thing. But I would say, you know, and I respect that. I think that's something that they do well here in terms of getting their brand out there. But I think, you know, taking our approach and being authentic to us is like, is the better way to go, in my opinion, versus, and not just them, but everybody else who's got, you know, every beach and every panel and everything going on. Like, I feel like we're coming as us, and I like that.
Me too. I love it. All right, Katie, honest, audacious, a little off.
Your turn. All right. Okay, honest. So today, this afternoon, we're actually hosting a lunch with Charles Day of the Fearless podcast here. And we have a collection of folks who are coming, and it's a very small, it's like 14 people. And we're going to have this conversation on what it means to lead fearlessly right now. And so while it hasn't happened yet, I imagine that's going to be one of the most honest parts of the day. I think when you get small groups of leaders together, and Charles is a very like provocative and curious person. And so I think that that's going to be a really amazing chat. But on the flight out here, I was re-listening to an episode that he did on his podcast for like the keys to basically being a leader in 2025. And one of them was around the idea of being optimistic and how optimism was going to be so core to the way that we lead this year. And I loved the honesty of that because I think oftentimes this industry can be kind of pessimistic and kind of like seeking out all the things that are wrong with it. And I imagine this week we're going to hear a ton about AI. You know, Sean already said it. A lot of the talks are around AI. And I think you have to look at AI and the conversation there through an optimistic lens that it just only creates opportunity. This industry is constantly in change. This is just our latest change, our latest evolution. And how do we optimistically approach that as just a giant opportunity for all of us? And so I loved that as the most honest thing I heard in my little headphones on the way here when I had no idea my bags would also not get here. Audacious. Yeah, I do think it's sort of showing up in Cannes in a way that feels audacious and not like everyone else and right for us, you know, to bring the vibes of Midwestern summer camp to a house that is situated alongside, you know, the French Riviera is pretty audacious. And on top of that, you know, we really wanted to create a space that feels like a place where you could be sort of at home and have honest conversations and less schmoozing and more just like the ability to hang out and chill and feel relaxed. And so I think we're doing that in our very own right way. And a little off, I guess it was my coworkers shopping for bras for me. Doesn't get any more a little off than that. So here's to hoping that tomorrow has a new adventure in store for me.
And just for the record, again, that was not me and Sean shopping for bras.
That was Julie and I, Julie Barr and I, shout out to Julie, running around the Riviera. Yeah. It being your personal shopper. It was an honor, Katie.
Bless you.
It was an honor.
Bless you.
That was the first time for me for sure. But definitely. I thought yesterday was going to be the most chill, relaxed day, and half of us lost our luggage. So welcome to Cannes. Any intentions for the week? We kind of touched on this a little bit where, you know, especially Nate, I kind of want to start with you on this one just because it's your first time, my first time at Cannes too. So I know coming into this, I'm sure you feel how I do, or maybe not because your father-in-law prepped you, but just, like the overwhelming nature of all things can, like how, what is like the one thing you're like, this is what I want to do while I'm here this week.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to spend a lot of time with the work. Some really good counsel that I've gotten, from our creative friends is, just spend as much time as you can in the basement. Live in the work, go there every day. Really kind of take your time with it and drink it in. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. There's a couple talks out that I'm excited to see. Sir John Haggerty is got a talk called Adapt or Die, Why Giants Can't Dance. Really looking forward to if we can make it to that in person. Going to make it to that in person. If not, we're going to make sure to stream that. And then, yeah, and then temp check. Like Sean said, there's a lot of change going on right now, both in the world and within the marketing and advertising industry. So a temp check for that, how people are feeling. Obviously, AI is going to be a huge conversation. So yes, that and the applications of it, that people are using, yada, yada, yada. But really kind of want to see just how folks are feeling in the industry and really spend a lot of time talking to people about their experiences, about where agencies can be better, about where they're personally seeing the opportunities. I think that's going to be a really interesting line of questioning there.
Love it. Sean and Katie, as the Cannes vets, anything you'd add in terms of like your intentions for the week, kind of looking ahead here on day one?
I'll go. Sure. I have two. I think on one hand, I think getting the Mission One Media brand out there more important. So far, so good. You know, it's a brand we've invested in, and we want to get out there into the world. So, you know, we have a lot of meetings, a lot of probably over-meeted myself, just like over-meeting to myself as usual. But like a lot of Google, because we have deep partnership with Google, you know, Microsoft, all the other partners we have, we're gonna sit with and talk with again. So that's kind of important to get out there. And do that. I think the second part, you know, and trying to get away from the AI, not that I want to get away from the AI talk, but it feels more real now. I always say that, like, last year felt a little bullshitty. Oh, yeah, we're doing AI. Yeah, we're doing it. Now I'm seeing more and more partners that have legit, like, use of agents for work that may or may not replace actual people. And that's a little scary. And it's a conversation, I think, also of, like, the holdco is trying to go in and, like, try to really truly platformize themselves, and they've been doing that for some time. And you know, what does an agency even mean in the future? I think there's a lot of those questions that come out there. But you know, not that I want to get away from that, because I think that I just think that's every day in the industry. But I think to Nate's point, you know, being on the media side, we forget about the work. We talk about plumbing a lot. It's just like data talks and this and that. So I think, you know, joining you guys to a certain degree on the creative side, on the work side, I would call it, you know, just to see more of that. Remember why we all got into this business.
Okay.
Yeah. I would only double down on all those. Like, I love seeing the work here. You can see the work in, you know, an Ad Age or an Ad Week article here and there. And, you know, you can have people share work with you, but when you're here, just the like incredible flood of work, sometimes things that you saw before and you loved or things that you missed. And so it's just amazing. It's like really, really inspiring. And the other thing I would say is because we're in the industry of communication, there is such a flood of communication every day, you know, all of the different things that are happening, whether it is AI or data or holdcos, and there's all these storylines that you're constantly trying to keep track of. there's something really nice about being in a physical space and being able to sort of absorb all of that in a different way through a new context that I think is really great and sort of takes that overwhelm and just maybe gives you a new way to filter it and apply it. And so looking forward to that for the week.
That's great. I love it. Okay. I think that's a good place to start off. That's our day one debrief. Be sure to visit barclayocarap.com/can2025 to keep tabs on Katie, Sean, and Nate and catch the rest of our episodes dropping daily through Friday. Guys, we need some coffee. I think it's time.
Do we ever. Coffee and luggage, and we're going to be golden.
For the rest of the week.
Thank you, Mariah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys.